1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And we are joined by Father James McWhorter from Belmar Academy in Glendale about the most recent episode here. This Father Shanley, or he's not even a priest anymore, the Shanley guy arrested in San Diego for the rape of a child. When is this, Father McWhorter, thank you for joining us.
Yes.
When is this going to end? This has become, it's sadistic, it's twisted, it's almost as if the church itself is coming apart.
I think you've got to, I think the sexual abuse by priests is terrible, but I think we need now to move on. The latest news about Father Shanley is tragic, but I think it's getting out of hand. We've got to move on and talk about a greater evil. And the greater evil that's being done now, I believe, is the purposeful damage that's being done to the Mother Church. You know, ever since 9/11, the people...
You're talking about the Catholic Church?
Yes, I'm talking of the Catholic Church and how people are now delighting in attacking the Church. It's one thing to talk about priests molesting children, but there's a greater evil being done now. And the greater evil that's being done is the attack upon the Mother Church herself. Ever since 9/11, the people have turned back to the Lord, and now the press, and this is your industry as well, has decided to become jealous of people finding their God again.
I'm sorry, Father, would you say jealous of what?
The press is becoming jealous of people finding their God again. And they're publicizing all of this molestation. And I hold the press, and I hold the media personally responsible, Phil. You're a member of the press.
You're holding the media responsible for what? For attack?
You don't attack the Mother Church. You don't attack the princes of the church, the Cardinal College. The Holy Church in Rome that has been an institution in the lives of people, the Catholic Church, is a powerful, powerful institution. If you attack the church, you're going to be very, very, very seriously mistaken about that. Hollywood is often under the church with great films about the church, the money that the church has given, and all of a sudden for people to attack the church is like attacking God. Phil, this is a difficult thing for me to say. But when you accuse a priest of raping you, you accuse God of raping you. You accuse...
Well, wait a second. Now, you...
Phil, I've been listening to you. I've been listening to members of the media. I've listened to people calling in the talk shows. And I've got to tell you, I'm tired and I'm sick of it. Listening to all of the attacks on the Holy Roman Church in Rome, never since Martin Luther has anyone had balls big enough to take on the Mother Church. And do you know what happened to Martin Luther?
Father, the people...
Do you know what happened to Martin Luther? That he's burning in hell for what he did. The Protestant Reformation, he's the man with arrogance and violence who nailed his protestations to the church door. And before you informed listeners, I'm talking about Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. And all of the people that...
All right, you said something that I think needs to be addressed right now.
What was that?
What you said was, if you accuse a priest of raping you, you accuse God of raping you.
That is exactly right, because what are you in the press doing? You're fondling God himself. You're molesting the church.
Wait. This is a legitimate criticism of priests. Who's attacking the church?
I'm listening to members of the media, such as this, Polizon and CNN, Aaron Brown's, all of the Martin Luther's of today, the Fox News Channel, they're all poisoning God. You and your Connie Chung friends molesting the Mother Church herself.
Wait a minute. Children were assaulted by priests.
Phil, raping a child is one thing. But now you're trying to rape the church herself. You have to be honest with yourself. You've got to be honest with all of the people who are listening to your program and listen to the... And honest with the people who read the paper. You're guilty of fondling God himself.
I think this is a classic piece of...
Allow me to finish, please.
No, this is a classic piece of misinformation. I'm fondling God?
When you attack the church, you are, yes. Absolutely. I'd like to ask you when the last time you say that you're Catholic.
I'm not a practicing Catholic.
So when was the last time you went to confession or reconciliation or looked into your own soul? But all we know how to do now is attack these priests. Well, I'm telling you, you can attack the priest if you want. But you may not, you cannot, and you will not attack the Holy Church and the Mother Church in Rome. There's no difference between fondling a child and putting your hands down into the pants of the church for you and Connie Chung to get your kicks and your ratings. Because molesting a child is one thing. It's a bad thing. But an attack on the church herself is an attack on God. You touch a child, the child forgets in a couple of weeks. They go on, they play baseball, they play with their Hot Wheels or the Tonka toys. But God won't forget those who fondled him. And on your dying day, when you come face to face with the Lord himself, he'll remember you and all the members of the press that dared to fondle the genitals of God. You, the priests, fondled the boys, yes, but you and your friends in the press have fondled God.
All right, you are using this fondling God thing.
I think it needs to be said. I think all of what I've said needs to be said. That the church itself has come under egregious attack, and we're demanding that there be a moratorium in the press. That there not be any more reporting of these allegations about priests. Stop reporting this. If you don't, your everlasting souls are in jeopardy. I looked at the headline today and...
I don't think you can say my soul is in jeopardy for being a reporter, okay?
I looked at the headline today. Priests arrested on child rape charges. Do you know what they'll do for the fundraising in our various churches? The new men's club we're building, the Knights of Columbus. I think you're doing a very, very grave disservice. It's got to stop. This attack on
Father.
This attack on the Mother Church has got to stop.
You've said a couple of very explosive things here, Father.
I mean to say explosive things. I've got to be heard.
That I'm fondling God because of what I'm doing here.
Because of what you're doing in the press, all of the people reporting on the Mother Church, you're doing nothing more than molesting the good Lord himself.
All right, I'm going to give our phone number out.
Yes. Please do.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You mentioned, we're talking with Father James McWhorter, who basically says the attack on the church has got to stop. Do we have to stop arresting priests?
You can do whatever you want with the priests, but I don't want to see it in the newspaper anymore. I don't want to see it reported on the radios anymore. I don't want to see it in the TV anymore.
So you're saying go ahead and arrest all the priests. Don't talk about it.
I'm not even saying don't talk about it. I don't want to see this in the press any longer. I am telling you that this attack on the Mother Church and this attack on the Holy Roman Church and the College of Cardinals has got to stop.
All right. Now, you mentioned the association with Hollywood.
That is correct.
And what does that mean?
That the fact that Hollywood has used the church for a great many vehicles to uplift people down through the years, a great many films that have made people smile down through the years. You can remember a wonderful film called The Bells of St. Mary's, Pat O'Brien in Boys Town, Two Mules for Sister Sarah, and of course, the single greatest tool that the Catholic Church has ever used to recruit priests, and that was the film The Exorcist, which was a wonderfully noble film about two Roman Catholic priests saving the child, the soul of a child. And I don't see this reported anywhere, that two priests saved the soul of a child in the movie The Exorcist, where the priest gave his life at the very end of that film to save the soul of the child. I don't see that reported at all.
That was a movie. That was fiction.
And yet it was a great film that showed the strength and showed the nurturing spirit of the priesthood. And all I see reported now are priests molesting. I don't want to see it.
So I just want to be clear. Go ahead and keep arresting priests for molesting. Don't have it in the press.
I don't want to hear any more talk about this at all. I think it is an abomination what has happened to the face of Rome. I think it's an abomination that is what has happened to the good service, the good name of the Catholic Church. And I don't want to see any more reporting of this, any more discussion of this. And I certainly don't want to hear priests, who are the princes of the church, referred to in such scurrilous manner as I've heard on your program and other programs. If you're going to speak of molestation, you leave the Catholic Church out of it.
Father...
You leave the Catholic Church out of it. Now, you're a Catholic.
I'm not a practicing Catholic.
You were baptized a Catholic.
Yes, I was.
Then you start to behave like a man of the church and defend the church and the faith that anointed you and gave you faith early on in your life when you were a child.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Put the father on hold if you wouldn't mind. Father James McWhorter, who says priests may be molesting kids, go ahead and arrest him, but he doesn't want to hear any more about it in the newspapers, doesn't want to see any more about it on the TV, doesn't want to hear any more about it on the radio. And if you, it's a terrible thing to molest a child, but it's an even worse thing to be, quote, molesting God himself, which is what he says is happening to the Catholic Church. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
One of the things that they did in the church.
All right, Father James McCorder is with us. 1-800-449-8686. Father, a Catholic priest, a man who was used to be a Catholic priest.
That's another thing. He used to be a Catholic priest. Now, he keeps saying he's a Catholic priest. He's not a Catholic priest. This man who was arrested was for raping a child. Is that correct?
The guy in San Diego, yeah.
All right. You keep talking about the Catholic Church being responsible for this. The Catholic Church has been assaulted. The Mother Church in Rome. I will not have this. I'm a priest. A priest of God. I've given my life to the cloth. I've given myself to Jesus, and I'm not going to sit by and hear the Catholic Church and the Pope in Rome assaulted this way. Now, I mentioned to you the Hollywood films and the cultural aspects of the Catholic Church that have been so positive. Some wonderful movies have been made. Lilies of the Field. The Bells of St. Mary's.
I know these movies.
All right. I had called up Blockbuster and Hollywood Video to find out about the rentals on these films. Since the Catholic priest molestation, a controversy has started. Lilies of the Field, starring the great Sidney Poitier. Rentals are down 120%. Bells of St. Mary's, rentals down 26%. International gross on The Exorcist, off by 35%. One of the greatest single recruitment tools the Catholic Church has. And The Singing Nun, CD sales down.
Well, it's The Singing Nun. I mean,
the poor woman was driven to take her own life. The Flying Nun, pulled from syndication on Naked Night. Put all of these things together and you have a horrible, horrible travesty and misservice to the church, which has been and done so much good for so many people.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over to Diane. Go ahead, run the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I've been listening to the Father, and I have a question for
Diane, can I ask a favor of you? Diane, I need to ask you to get off that cell, that speakerphone, whatever you're on. Are you on a speaker?
Okay. All right, hold on. Okay, I'm off of it now. Is that better?
Is the caller there? This is Father McCorder.
Yes, Father. I have a question for you.
Certainly.
Okay, you're saying that the media is just like the priest in raping the children because of the reporting. By a priest.
I don't deny
and,
that.
And the scripture itself, it speaks of the act of...
We certainly do believe in sin, but we also believe in common sin.
Okay, so you don't...
We go to the
what do you use as your guide then?
We go to the liturgy of the faith, the liturgy of our faith.
And, a sin means that then a person...
We certainly do believe in sin, but we also believe in common
sin.
Okay,
so you don't think that the... I don't have to go by the exorcist. I have a brother who is living with a... So a sin means that then a person has to account to the authority.
Have you ever seen The Exorcist?
I don't have to go by The Exorcist. I have a brother.
Mary King may as well wrap his suspenders around the neck of Mother Mary herself with all of his talk.
Father, I think you're talking mindless rhetoric unless you address the issue,
I got to jump in. Father, she asked you, are the priests committing a sin?
Yes, they are.
All right, then you acknowledge that.
Yes, I said that at the outset of your program. But what I'm saying is I don't want
it's
to...
Not
get,
a it's not a sin punishable?
Wait a minute, Diane. I'm asking the questions here, okay? Now, you said it's a sin, right?
Yes, I did.
Then what's your problem?
I don't want to hear it reported on the news.
Do you think the guy ought to go to jail?
I guess. I don't know.
You guess?
I don't know. It's up to the jury. It's up to the judge. I don't want to hear it on your program anymore. And I don't want to hear Larry King with all of his blarney and his bullcrap wrapping his suspenders around the throat of the neck of the Virgin Mary and cutting the wind off from the very Mother of God with his Jewish bullcrap.
Wait a second. What do you mean Jewish bullcrap?
Oh, you know Larry King's a Jew from way back. And all he's trying to do is drive a wedge between Mother Church and her followers.
Okay, can I address the Father?
Is this Diane?
Okay, Father,
go ahead, Diane.
You're speaking of the Jews now. Now you're going off on the Jews. Do you not believe that Jesus was of the Jewish heritage himself?
I don't know. I didn't get his bloodline. I didn't do his...
Okay, so you don't believe he's of the
All right,
Jewish
Diane, we got to move on. Have you got a comment? No? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Donna, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, hi. First of all, I have a hard time believing that this priest is a father in the Catholic Church.
Well, you believe it, you want, Donna. But the fact of the matter is, I work at Belmar Academy, Glendale, California, the Diocese of Los Angeles. And
well,
I have worked with a great many priests, and a great many of them are sinners. And I've worked with a great many people who've been sinners, too. And I'm saying right now,
how
Mr.
can
Henry
you say, I've got a
Connie
question.
Chung, to shut their mouths about the church. And Connie
Chung, I think you're probably one of the rudest priests I've ever heard. You say bad words and everything.
Do you know a lot of priests?
Let me ask you a question. How can you say that children will forget in a day or two if a priest fondles them? And God won't forget. God never forgets what adults do to children.
No, God will not forget the fondling that he's taking at the hands of the Phil Hendry Show. And he's not going to forget the fondling that he takes at the hands of the Mary King.
Wait a minute. You accuse me of fondling God. I wish you'd use some other term.
You're putting your hands down the slacks, the holy slacks, and running your hands
please,
around.
Please, you're demeaning God by even saying that he wears slacks. God is so much
above that. He holds the whole church responsible
for allowing these priests to continue. What happened to excommunication? The Catholic Church
Mr. Henry, I'd like the record to show if those priests had been stealing money,
they would have defrocked them.
Mr. Henry, I'd like the record to show that the woman thinks it's a sin to think that God wears slacks. This is the kind of mentality that you've got. And why should we be talking on a national broadcast about an issue so very near and dear to me?
Well, you're the one that's on the phone.
I'm on the phone saying don't talk about it any longer.
You want to
bury it,
just like the Catholic Church has done for thousands
of
years.
Are you Catholic?
I am not.
No, of course not. You like to just bury the Catholic Church.
I've got a lot of good friends that are Catholic. I've got a lot of good friends that are Catholic.
Sure you do, just like you've got a lot of black friends.
And you know what?
You know, Donna, you and your Lutheran bullcrap. And
I'm
all
not
of
Lutheran either.
You're Baptist.
No.
Are you a Protestant?
I'm not going to tell you.
You're not even a Christian. So what I would say, Phil, is Donna is obviously she's not Catholic. She's from Arkansas. We didn't get down that far. We'd rather go to Africa with our missionaries than down in the middle of the...
Okay. 1-800-449-8686. Charles, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, how you doing? Is the priest on?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got a couple of questions.
We don't take questions. We don't take any questions. You got a comment?
First off, I think this guy is really demeaning the Catholic religion.
686, Charlie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening, and my point is the real travesty is in the Catholic Church defending itself.
I'd like to know if these people are Catholic that are calling in.
I don't think that they are. Are you Catholic, Charlie?
No, I'm a non-denominational.
These are all people who like to attack the Mother Church.
Phil, it's possible that I could speak without the priest.
Okay, you can speak, but you're going to have to make points. We got a lot of people running on and on here, and they're not making any points. And we don't allow speeches on the show either, like the Father's been giving, okay?
I'm not giving a speech.
I'll make
points. Especially that crack about the flying nun was pulled from Nick at Night.
Right.
Well, she was. And I find it to be demeaning. Go ahead, Charlie. Say what you want to say.
Well, if you could be quiet.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're on with Father James McWhorter, who believes that the media is fondling God by reporting on these molestation cases. The Phil Hendry Show.
And now, Phil Hendry.
We're fondling God. You must enjoy fondling God and putting your hands down the slacks of God. And
I'm not putting my hands down the slacks of God. What is it you keep saying? Why do you keep saying that?
Because you are out there on your radio program saying the things you're saying. And I can tell you, Phil, with all due respect to you and what you do for a living, I'd rather be a priest fondling a child than doing that crap can radio show that you do each and every day.
Well, you know something? It didn't keep you from coming on, it did it? And what's that comment, nobody has had balls as big as Martin Luther's until we came along?
Martin Luther was the one. And the point that I was trying to make about him, he came along and nailed all of his bullcrap to the door in that church. And again, to the idiots that listen to your program, it was Martin Luther, not Martin Luther King. Jesus. Now, I had...
But just don't assume the intelligence. All right, so we've got big balls, too?
The press has got big balls because you're taking on the church. Do you realize what you're doing, Phil? Do you realize what you're doing? You're taking on the Roman Catholic Church, the most powerful entity the world has ever seen as a religion. The most powerful religious entity, more powerful than the Baptists, more powerful than all of the Muslims put together and the Buddhists. The Catholic Church has money to burn. We've got it coming out of our asshole. And I can tell you with all due respect that...
Boy, oh boy. Have you been drinking?
I... Phil, I'd like to know something from you.
What?
Is one story about a molested child worth an eternity in hell? Is it worth it for you to report on a child being molested just so you can cook in hell for eternity? I don't think so.
Well, I don't agree with your supposition. I don't agree that because I'm reporting on the mother church molesting kids that I'm fondling God. And I don't believe that it's a sin for me to report it, to be reporting on this stuff.
I'm going to tell God you should burn. You know
what? What are you going to do?
I'm going to get on my knees tonight and say, God, Phil should burn.
Oh, you are you?
Yeah, that's right. I can do that because I'm a priest. Phil, you look at all of...
You can't get on your knees and ask God for me to burn.
Yes, I can. I'm closer to God than you. I'm a priest. I went to the seminary. What's the matter with you? There wouldn't have been a Rudy if it weren't for the Mother Church. There wouldn't have been an Elvis, the change of habit, had it not been for the church. And there wouldn't have been the singing done, Dominica Nicodic, had it not been for the church. The rentals of Rudy are down 47%. And I'm...
Well, I can't believe that to prepare for a debate with me on the merits of the Catholic Church in the face of its greatest scandal ever, that you would call up Blockbuster Video to find out about the rentals on the singing nun.
Down 47%?
Yeah, down 47%.
You call this the worst scandal in the history of the church?
Yes. Yes, I do. The worst scandal in the history of the church.
You don't think there are worse ones?
No, I don't think there is anything worse than what's going on right now in the church. Even at the height of the Dark Ages, even at the height of the Spanish Inquisition, when they were pulling the fingernails out of heretics, I don't think it could possibly be worse than what has happened now. Trusted priests doing this to children.
Well, you might be right.
So you are drunk, aren't you?
They have ruined just before I came out. You don't think there's a worse scandal in the Catholic Church?
You're drunk, aren't you?
Wouldn't you get drunk if you were going to come on your program and be asked these questions?
I suppose I would, Father.
So you don't think that other religions haven't done things to the Catholics? Do you know about the Presbyterian who urinated on the grave of Mother Teresa?
No, I don't know about the Presbyterian who urinated on the grave of Mother Teresa.
That's a great joke. I got to remember the punchline.
Okay, look. I think you need to go get a hot cup of coffee in you, okay? Now I understand what's wrong with you.
Do you know what this will do for fundraising in the various parishes? The new men's club we're building for the Knights of Columbus at the CYO. You might as well go to the grave of Mother Teresa and relieve yourself on it yourself, Phil, for all the good you're doing the Catholic Church. Like a Presbyterian who pissed all over the grave of Mother Teresa.
What's it tonight, Father? Kessler's?
Johnny Walker.
Yeah, Johnny Walker, huh?
I said a little pop of scotch before I got on the air, and about six during the broadcast.
Yeah, okay.
The singing nun. Oh, what a piece of ass.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Father James McWhorter. The singing nun. What a piece of ass. How dare you book him on this show, Janice and Garrow? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.